Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. He lasted less than 48 hours in our community. Bradley Pendragon is back behind bars this morning and set to face court. One of WA's most notorious paedophiles, he was released into the community this week with 62 strict conditions. Police swooping late yesterday after he was allegedly caught breaking one of them. Caught today for a 26-year-old man caught with a firearm in his car in Perth's northern suburbs. Police stopping the BMW on Erindale Road in Hammersley about 9:50 last night. The 24-year-old female driver has been charged with no authority to drive. Some unlikely support to the Prime Minister's announcement he'll visit the French President during his trip to Europe next week. Peter Dutton has welcomed the news. Anthony Albanese hopes to mend our relationship with Emmanuel Macron after Australia tore up that $90 billion French submarine contract. The Liberal leader says it's a step in the right direction.
That's a good move. France is a very important partner and friend of Australia, particularly here in the Indo-Pacific.
The eyes of the East will be fixed on the West, with millions set to tune in for State of Origin. The Maroons and the Blues going head-to-head at Optus Stadium come Sunday with thousands of tourists in town. The Tourism Council's Evan Hall says WA will be welcoming those East Coasters with open arms.
A great event like the State of Origin this Sunday. We're going to have clear skies, a classic winter day in Perth, welcoming back between 8 and 10,000 New South Welshmen and Queenslanders into the state. It's really a great moment for Perth and Western Australia.
In sport, there's two AFL games tonight. The West Coast Eagles hosting Essendon with Tim Kelly and Liam Ryan back for the Eagles, while the Western Bulldogs and Hawthorn go head-to-head at Marvel Stadium. Former AFL star Lee Montagna reckons the Dogs have found the right mix in the midfield.
They've gone back to their best three, McRae, Bontempelli, Liberatore, back in the midfield with Tim English. That's the potent four for me. When those four all dominate, they are a hard team to stop.
The Fremantle Dockers are in Melbourne tomorrow. They take on Carlton. Last night, Melbourne thrashed the Lions by 64 points. Listener.